Hello dear students, this is the audio lecture in which I am going to explain some important concepts which are related with our first unit of the paper Indian Economic Environment. In my video lectures, I explained the types of economy, that is capitalist economy, socialist economy, mixed economy, and their characteristics. While explaining the types of economy, most of the times I used certain words, certain concepts in that particular lectures. So in this audio lecture, I felt it very necessary to explain some important concepts which I used in my video lectures. For example, the concept of nationalization I used while explaining the types of economy in my video lecture. In the same way, I used the word communism, I used the word socialism, that is socialist economy. So it needs to understand some concepts, or it needs to understand the difference between these different concepts. Therefore, I felt it is necessary to explain these concepts in a separate lecture. With that intention, I recorded this audio lecture for you people. Most of the times what happens, the word communism and socialism is used as the same meaning. The word communism and socialism is used for conveying the same concept or conveying the same message. But it is not. There is a slight difference in between these two words. So let us see what are these concepts. I will explain three concepts. First, I will explain nationalization. Then I will explain socialism and socialist economy. And then third concept I will explain, that is about communism and communist economy. So let us try to understand our first concept, that is nationalization. Nationalization means it is a process of transferring the ownership from private to public. The transferring ownership from private to public is known as nationalization. The procedure of transferring ownership from private sector to public sector is known as nationalization. In the process of nationalization, we do transfer the ownership of resources from private sector to the public sector. For example, private sector banks will be transformed into public sector banks or government sector banks. That procedure is known as nationalization. Take another example. The industrial sector, the undertakings, private undertakings, when it will be transformed into public undertakings, or private industries which will be transformed into government undertakings or government industries, then that process is known as nationalization. In case of India, all the agricultural land is a private property allotted to each and every family or individual. Means, agricultural land is a private property of the particular individual. In case of nationalization, if we transform all the agricultural land, ownership of all the agricultural land into public sector, then we hand over the ownership towards the government. That procedure, transforming the ownership from the private individual to government, that procedure is known as nationalization. If we transform all the ownership of agricultural land from individual to government, that procedure will be known as nationalization of agricultural land. So in this way, in short, the procedure in which we transform the property, the procedure in which we transform the resources from private to public or from private to government sector, that procedure is known as nationalization. This is the first concept. Now we will come to the second concept. Second concept is socialism. Socialism means the ownership of the resources with the public authority or the ownership of the resources with the government. We studied in socialist economy. Socialist economy is such type of economy where resources of the country will be owned by government or will be owned by public authority. That system is known as socialism. Now the third concept is communism. As I mentioned now, both these concepts, socialism and communism, most of the times they are used as same. But there is a bit difference in between these two concepts. That I will clarify. Communism, what is the difference between communism and socialism? I will elaborate that difference with the help of one example. For example, consider the 100% ownership of the resources is private. Then it is known as privatization. Consider that 100% is private ownership and other extreme case is 100% public ownership. These are the two extreme cases. In first case, 100% private ownership and other extreme case is 100% public ownership or government ownership. When there is 100% private ownership, then it is known as 100% privatization. And when there is 100% public ownership or government ownership, then that status or situation is known as 100% nationalization. In these two extreme cases, consider the transformation from private ownership to government ownership. Means the procedure of transferring private sector into public sector, that procedure is known as, that transition phase is known as nationalization. For example, we transformed near about 70 to 80% of the resources into government sector. Step by step, from 100% private sector, we are transforming the economy step by step towards the government sector, then if we transform 70 to 80% of the economy into government sector, that status is known as socialism. It means, in other words, we can say, in socialism, most of the resources, not all of the resources I am saying here, in socialism, most of the resources are owned and controlled by government. Most of the resources are owned and controlled by the government. That status is known as socialism, or that is known as socialist economy. That is what the meaning of socialism. And then what is communism? If 100% of the resources is transformed from private to public sector or from private to government sector, once we attained that 100% nationalization phase, once we nationalize the 100% economy, that phase is known as communism. That phase is known as communism. In the communism or in the communist economy, all the resources, means 100% resources, are owned by the government or owned by the public sector. This is what the concept of communism is. It means while transferring the property from private to public, one phase comes where maximum property is owned by government. That phase is known as socialism. And at last, when 100% property was owned by the government, that last phase is known as communism. So this is what the difference in between these three concepts: nationalization, communism, socialism, and communism.